how do we relate to the apparent contradictions between Torah and science? Were Chazal accurate in their depiction of science? How do we determine the correct approach to these issues? And who determines that certain views are beyond the pale and unacceptable?
Excuse me. If someone would be more explicit, I would maybe have something, I would maybe say something. What do you mean? Maybe there'll be someone who wants to say what you mean. Listen, are you talking about the questions of pre-Assyrian? Is that what you mean to ask? Is that what they mean to ask? I don't have mentioned any names. Listen, I want to tell you something. I'm not going to answer you the way you think that you should be answered. I'm going to answer you the way I think you should be answered, if I think the answer should be. I have an ongoing thought. Is it medrash? So Levi says, "At kam, v'yel ikim hastel dover, mekan v'yelach, v'yel melachim chakel dover." That's a pasuk in Mishnah. V'yel ikim hastel dover, v'yel melachim chakel dover. There is that which is beyond our pale, that which is not for us to dwell into. And that's the Blir. Do you know from what you were born? You only know the reality in which you operate. But the reality that brought you to be, you don't know that. Right, you read a book so you know it. But from your experience, you don't know it. And that's how it's meant to be. You don't belong in that which is before you. You have much to do. You have a whole life's work in that which is with you, not before you. Now this is true, I just wanted this for an example. But it's it's immeasurably so in the Olam. Bayam olikim. And that, maybe says, is Tvoid olikim, Hastel Dover. God says, olikim. Then the Eibush is called Melech. Melech, that's where he leads his people. He forms them, he orders them, he makes a program for them, he watches over them, he demands of them, he compensates them, he is with them. He's the Melech. Shem Elikei Yisrael Melech. Kvod Malachim, the covenant to give the Melech, is Chakar Dover, to dwell into and to understand, to know the depths of his Torah, and to be Mekayim his mitzvahs, the idea of your being. That's your, that's mine, that's our assignment. It's not our assignment to know Bria Zoylam, it's not our assignment to know Bria Zoylam. Yes, it is. The Hebrew gave us a Torah, and in the Torah he said, the Parsha of Bereishis. And the Parsha we are to learn the way it says in Bereishis, that's what he gave us to, that is our connection with the Borei Olam. He presented himself as the Borei Olam in Matan Torah. When we saw, when we heard And that Hashem of the Kefa, he gave us the Torah, and in the Torah he presented himself as the Bo'ilei Olam, and that's how we are to know him as the Bo'ilei Olam. And in that, Levi says, Haskel Dava, it's not for you to dwell further. If you were a Yish Kodesh, with Ruach HaKodesh, Chazal, have what to say. Over there, have what to say. Because they know Sisrei Torah, don't you understand? Kodem Lekim Haskel Dava means it's a hidden area. It's a hidden area. So since I'm not privy to the hidden, it's not my business, except to know the pshat. Chazal, Amshe Kodesh, who are shagas the Sirtzai Torah, they know, they learn. They are the time has to do with this, that they know Sisrei Torah. But I don't know Sisrei Torah, and I don't know anyone who knows. But for those people that we're talking, who know Sisrei Torah, they do know Sisrei Torah. Excuse me for being, the word Hasta means to keep undercover. The word Hasta also means to be Sosa, to break. Yes, there are people who are under Pausha that it says that's Kvayda the Kim, Hasta Dava, think that the Kvayda the Kim is to attack the Torah and to be it Sosa. To want to undo it. That's their hastadava. That's not our hastadava. That's not our hastadava. That's not the hastadava of the people who are talmidim of the Torah Abdesh. We are not entitled to make new pirushim on the Torah. That Chazal didn't teach us. It's not our business. It's not our concern. We don't have any, we have no license for it. We are stupid to do it. The Perish HaPoshut in Chumash is for us Tehlas Moshe. Moshe Emes is a Vasa Emes. I sing the simple stuff, I imagine you sing the simple stuff. Moshe Emes is a Tehlasa Emes. Comes along some fellow, and I use the word fellow because I need to use the word fellow. Comes along some fellow and says, you know, I have found some information. All right, this is so good. And I said, I am not going to try to adjust the information and to find an excuse. I'm not interested. I'm just not interested. I'm too smart to do it. You found the information? It bothers you? Too bad for you. You want to change the pshat and chumash before to that? You are an upstart. You're a chassid. You're an asispanim. Who are you to change the pshat and chumash? Excuse me, I'm not talking to anybody. I'm talking to the idea. There's a difficulty. Man, we'll all believe the difficulty. The Eibush did himself, self-consult, and listen. And we were not enjoined to know this. There is so much we were enjoined to know. Let us be also with what we're enjoined to know. You know, take a look at the brachas. We just before spoke about the brachas. The first bracha of the Medela is Hashem Shalom, it's first in front of us, the Medela Tehla. So, the first bracha be Hashem Bracha Bonu Kol Amu V'nas Moro Is Devo Soi. But to appreciate Hashem Bracha Bonu V'nas Moro Is Devo Soi, you have to learn first. The more the appreciation is a higher level. You can't start with that, you know? You have to start. We start in life as children. We have to grow to become mature, understanding people. It takes a lifetime to mature. We can't start off as if we were Chachamim Gdolim Ha'Olam. We are not!